What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Monday Morning Quarterback is brought to you by Catholic Charities. Improving the lives of Marylanders is a team effort. Join the huddle at cc-md.org.
Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conn at North. Rob Long is off today. Got a basketball tournament up in New York, but we welcome him to the program right now. Rob, what's up, man?
What's going on, gentlemen? Just here, Robbie and I enjoy some breakfast.
Hey, so give me this real quick, just initial thoughts on what you saw last night.
I'm disappointed, but I'm not shocked. And I know that's hard to say, but I am. I mean, because we've seen this before. I'm greatly disappointed, don't get me wrong. But I didn't wake up with the same amount of shock that I woke up last season when this happened. I'm sorry. I think the national narrative on this team is they find a way to lose in games like this. It's funny. I was out at a spot last night with the team watching the game, and even though the game wasn't over yet, we left at halftime to get back to our rooms. But the narrative from other fans was they'll find a way to lose this game. And I wanted to – defend them, almost got angry about it. But at the end of the game, that's exactly what happened. Three turnovers. Mark Andrews stripped the way that Zay Flowers was last year. That put them in a situation where they had to get 8 points and then the drop in the two-point conversion. You know, unfortunately, the narrative that the fans from other teams, not even Buffalo Bills fans, had where I was last night was that the Ravens would find a way to lose.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, it seems like they do. You know, none of us were, I don't think, shocked by this. Disappointed for sure.
But see, somehow, I'm glad you said that, Ed, because I almost felt cold by saying that. I wasn't shocked.
The end of the game, when it was clear it was in the bag, after I'm like, whatever. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I mean, I just basically shrugged my shoulders. I'm just going, that's how it goes here. Why would I think it otherwise? I was surprised, though, that the Bills could run as easy. Like, Josh Allen only threw for 126 yards. His passer rating was 87. I mean, they did not have a good day, but they had almost 150 yards on the ground, over 4 yards of carry against the Ravens. That surprised me, having the number one rush defense in the league.
Ed, you're right, but let's rewind to the AFC Championship game last year. You hold the Chiefs to no points in the second half.
Yeah.
And you still lose. You know, you got the battle of the MVPs, and you made Josh Allen at that time look pedestrian. You're supposed to win that game going away. I mean, if I would have told you Josh Allen would have had under 175 yards passing, a passer rating under 90 in an AFC divisional round game at home, you would have thought, oh, Ravens win.
Yeah.
If I would have told you the Chiefs held scoreless on the road in the second half, oh, Ravens win. Both of those things happened, and they didn't. They didn't win. And unfortunately, guys, this is how windows close quickly, because there has to be some kind of signature wins within that window to keep that window open. But when things like this happen, I don't care how well an organization runs, individuals start looking around and pointing fingers. That's human nature. And when you start doing that, that's when the window closes quickly. It'll be interesting. This is going to be an interesting offseason for the Baltimore Ravens, not so much from Eric DaCosta's standpoint, but from the individual player's standpoint, the 53 on the roster. Let's see how they take this, because, like I said, windows seem to close a lot quicker during times like this.
Yeah, one of the things that was pointed out I saw online is that a big offseason talk is going to be the restructuring of Lamar's contract, because this is the same point that Pat Mahomes restructured his. That could really help the team out, but we'll see how that goes. This has been a new part of the negotiating thing with Lamar to see if he's willing to do that.
Let's hope he is. I mean, for all accounts that we know, the guy seems to be a winner. He wants to win. And you know, you restructure a contract, that means you don't get your money. It just means you get your money in a different way. You're still going to get your money. And often we know, guys, when you restructure, you get more money up front. So I hope they see it that way and do what's best for the team. Again, doing what's best for the team. We all, as always, with Tom Brady, took less money. Tom Brady restructured his contract a lot of times to make it best for the team. Let's hope Lamar does the same thing.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so I mean, as you say, the window's closing. You know, we're gonna send to Jeremy, but we're gonna have this conversation out till next January about how they can't win in the postseason. This is, you know, this who they are. Lamar chokes. This they choke. They always do this. What do you see happening next season?
Let's not forget. You know, Mark Andrews should have made the play at the end of the game, but there were two turnovers by Lamar leading up to that point too.
Yeah.
What do I see happening off season? A moment of clarity. Hopefully, a moment of clarity. I mean, guys got to look within, man. I mean, at a certain point, you got to stop blaming coaches. You got to stop blaming everybody. You know what I mean? This is what I said all year long or towards the back end of the year. They always talk about MVP, MVP. I'm sick of the MVP talk. Win the Super Bowl. When is that going to be front and center? You know what I mean? Enough. We've seen him be the best player in the regular season now 3 years. Now be the best player in the postseason.
Yeah.
Be the best player.
Well, he's
I'm sick of the MVP talk.
Yeah, sorry, Rob. He's on the I just brought up the stats, but he's doing the same thing Peyton Manning did his first 7 years. Now, Manning won the Super Bowl in year 8, but that's winning 80 games in 7 seasons and not making it to a Super Bowl, and he's starting to get that same label that Peyton got about being a regular season quarterback, whether that's fair or unfair to him. But those things are getting labeled. I did want to get your thoughts on the pass interference call before halftime, because that's another big part of this game.
Garbage. Absolute garbage. Since when do you push a DB down and the DB's call? You know, at some point, you got to put some rules in effect to help out the defense, for goodness sakes. It's almost like if you're a defender in the NFL, you have There's no mercy on you. Gee, how is that pass interference on the DB who's pushed down? He's backpedaling. He's in front of the wide receiver. And the wide receiver pushes him down and is passing the stress on him? Come on, man. Come on. That's some things are common sense.
A no call would have been better.
Exactly. Sometimes you just got to use your that's 100% passing the stress on the offensive player.
Absolutely.
DB had to play on the ball.
Yeah.
Well, he had to play on the ball.
It's either OPI or no call.
If you're not going to call it, then make it a no call. But you can't call it against the defensive player. Like it was crazy.
He pushed his arms off with his chest. That's what he did and fell to the ground. It's some of the dumbest things you see. You're watching the game, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the other games, Rob, because, you know, Mahomes got the phantom quarterback hit and late hit, whatever it was, to help them out as well. All the games ended up being really good, with the one surprise that we weren't sure what was going to happen was Washington over Detroit.
Jaden Daniels, my Lord. My God. He's been here before.
Lamar's a poor man, Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels has been here before. He is something else, man. He is something special. Washington fans, you got something. Because that kid is something special. Yeah, I like watching him play. But, you know, I'm pulling for the three-peat now. Not my team's out of it. You guys know. I told you already. You know, if my team falls out, I'm pulling for the three-peat. I want to see one.
Oof.
I want to see one.
Hey Rob, you got your wish though. You had a close game in the fourth. It just didn't finish the way you wanted.
It didn't finish the way I wanted.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about you. I was thinking about you because Saturday we were in an overtime game. I was thinking, sports gods, I did not want this game to be close to the fourth.
Not the one you're coaching. You never want that to be close.
This is not the one I wanted to be close.
I want a boring game at the end. All right, so I know you're back tomorrow, but like, a lot of fans upset. A lot of fans are just sitting here in their feelings and want somebody to blame. Do you lay blame at anyone's feet? Is it Lamar's fault? Is it Harbaugh's fault? The team's fault? What are your thoughts?
If you're going to put fault on, you got to blame players. Multiple players. I mean, two turnovers by Lamar, the fumble and the drop pass by Andrews. This is not a coaching thing. This is not, leave Harbaugh alone on this. This is not a John Harbaugh thing. This is not an offensive coordinator thing, not a defensive coordinator thing. Coach is coached. They coached. When you're in position to make plays, you don't make plays. You can't change the play. You're in position to make the play. What else do you want me to call? There's no call that I can make to have you catch the ball and not fumble the ball, to make you not throw the ball away. And I mean, no. You have opportunities that mean the coach did a good job. You didn't do your job because this was a lack of execution. They lost yesterday because of a lack of execution.
That's absolutely true. That's why I love people, wanting to blame the coaches. I'm like, were they on the field? Did they fumble? Did they drop the pass? Did they, no.
I mean, that was a great play design by Monk in there for on the 2-point conversion, and I don't know that Mark Andrews is going to have an easier play to make. And my assumption is, as you're backing up, you kind of peek behind you a little bit and look back, and just that split second of taking your eye off the ball is what causes that, you know, that fumbling, and then of course the reaching out and trying to grab it, you end up doing more damage and letting it just fall to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. Rob, one of the other things is we now have the setups. You said you're rooting for the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are going to beat the Bills just looking at the numbers now. What are your thoughts on that and maybe who we see in the Super Bowl on the other side as well with Eagles and Commanders?
Eagles, you'll see a repeat. The Eagles and the Chiefs. Eagles are just unbelievable. The defense is unreal. Saquon Barkley is putting together something special this year. He's fun to watch. Jalen Hurts plays well enough not to hurt his team. And I just think the Eagles just a throwback football team. They do. They remind me a lot of, 90s or early 2000s team. They'll get to the Super Bowl. They'll face the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs three-peat.
Right. I didn't tell Ed, I had a really nice Saturday. My Sunday wasn't all that great. But the only letdown on Saturday was that I had a three-team parlay. I had the under in the Houston game, the over in the Lions game, and I had Rosedale Christian minus 13.5. But the game went to overtime, Rob, so I missed my par.
I'm sorry, Jeremy.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
That's why I said Rob gave Robbie credit for winning that game. I said the one he doesn't cover, that's what he gives him credit for.
Right.
And then he went to Buffalo Wild Wings 6 times in a row. So, anyway. Hey, Rob, man, I hope you have safe travels getting back, you and Robbie, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
We got one more. We got 10 o'clock tip-off, hoping to go 3-0 up in New York. I've never gone 3-0 up in New York. If we win a day, that's two trips that we played three games on and I'll be 6-0 in those two trips. So let's try to get this win today.
Well, good luck, man. We're rooting for you to cover and win. All right.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.